time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The 38-year-old suspect in the shooting at the Capital Gazette newsroom in Maryland on Thursday had a long-running feud with the newspaper and sued it for defamation in 2012. Authorities believe the targeted attack, which left five people dead and two injured, was part of a vendetta against the newspaper.
The Free Press took a huge hit yesterday. The deadly shooting that killed five people at the Capital Gazette, a newspaper based out of Annapolis, Maryland. Overnight, the suspected gunman was charged with five counts of first-degree murder. A bail hearing has been set for later this morning. We've also learned that the suspect sued the Capital Gazette for defamation in 2012 after a columnist wrote a blog about his guilty plea to criminal harassment in 2011. A court ruled in the Capital Gazette's favor, and an appeals court upheld the ruling. Police were notified about an active shooter just before 3 p.m. yesterday. Reporter Phil Davis, who was inside the building when the shots first rang out, tweeted that a gunman shot through the glass door to the office and opened fire on multiple employees. In a later interview with the Baltimore Sun, Davis said it was, quote, like a war zone inside the newspaper's offices. He said, others were hiding under their desks when the gunman stopped firing. According to police, authorities took a suspect into custody without any exchange of fire. Despite yesterday's shooting, reporters and editors at the Capital Gazette continued to report on the tragedy last night.
Mm. Reporter Selena Sanfelice spoke with CNN Thursday night and expressed the frustration many of us are feeling.
This is going to be a story for how many days? Less than a week. People will forget about us after a week unless, you know, we keep tweeting. I don't really care about tweeting right now. I honestly didn't even expect to be talking with Anderson Cooper today. I thought people would get like a Apple News notification and they would just blow it off. Like what happens to everybody. I reported on Pulse when Pulse happened. I went to school in Florida and, I remember being so upset hearing about the victims who were texting their families. And there I was sitting under a desk texting my parents, telling them that I loved them. And I just don't know what I want right now, right? But I'm going to need more than a couple days of news coverage and some thoughts and prayers, because it's, our whole lives have been shattered. And so thanks for your prayers, but I couldn't give a fuck about them if there's nothing else.
As the details were just breaking, Fox so-called News Sean Hannity suggested that Congresswoman Maxine Waters was somehow responsible for the shooting.
By the way, we're getting some breaking news that there was a shooting at the what's called Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. The Baltimore Sun is now reporting. We have multiple deaths also being reported, and the sheriff is saying the multiple fatalities in a newsroom shooting. Oh, good grief. So scary. The suspect, though, has been apprehended, according to the sheriff. And we'll continue to follow that story. It's so sad that there are so many sick, demented, and evil people in this world. It really is sad. You know, imagine you go to work and this is what you're dealing with today. Some crazy person comes in. And I'm not turning this into a gun debate. I know that's where the media will be in 30 seconds from now. That's not it. You know, as I've always said, I mean, honestly, I've been saying now for days that something horrible is going to happen because of the rhetoric. Really, Maxine, you want people to call your friends, get in their faces. And Obama said that, too. Get in their faces. Call them out. Call your friends. You know, get protesters. Follow them into restaurants and shopping malls and wherever else she's.
Waters, meanwhile, has had to cancel public events in Texas and Alabama because of a very serious death threat made against her. Shockwaves continue reverberating around Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy's announcement that he's retiring from the bench. The fight to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy is expected to be the most expensive Supreme Court confirmation battle in history. Conservative groups predict that they will exceed their past expenditures over the summer and fall to boost Trump's forthcoming nominee, who could change the ideological balance of the court for years to come. Liberal groups are also expected to spend freely and have warned that Trump's pick could tip the scales against Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion. And just because there hasn't been enough crap thrown against the news wall this week, Trump wants to pull out of the WTO.
What would pulling out of the WTO, though, get the president?
A lot of pushback from Republicans in Congress. I don't think it's surprising that the president is talking about this. The WTO is a direct threat to his protectionist views and the tariffs he wants to slap on other countries. It's one of the only international organizations that actually has teeth. And so if it finds that the U.S. has actually implemented unfair trade practices, it can punish the U.S.
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.